I don't want to do it, but let's talk about sin on this edition of Key Life.
The deepest message of Jesus and the Bible is the radical grace of God to sinners and sufferers. That's what Key Life is all about. So if you're hungry for the hopeful truth that God isn't mad at you, keep listening. Steve Brown is a professor and our teacher on Key Life.
Thank you, Matthew. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. And we have seen a number of things. A lot of this is introductory material, and we're gonna spend a long time talking about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. I wrote a book a number of years ago called Follow the Wind, and as I did the research and worked on that book, the Holy Spirit came, and all of a sudden I became enamored with that reality in my life. And once I recognized what the Scripture said about it, I could identify the Spirit's moving in my life and the lives of those people that I love. We've seen the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. We're going to talk more about that soon. He confirms and he conforms us to the image of Christ. And the Holy Spirit actually does communicate. I read you some scripture. I remember and may have told you about my late friend Rusty Anderson, who lived on a farm in Alabama. He was a stockbroker and a seminary graduate to boot. He didn't ever want to be a preacher, but he wanted to know more than his preacher knew. So he went to Westminster Seminary in Philadelphia and graduated with no intention of serving a church. He wanted to be a stockbroker, and he was very good at that. One time he told me that he had been praying, and he said to the Lord, "Lord, I belong to you. No exceptions, no reservations. What is it you want me to do, and I'll do it?" And I said, "Well, what did God say to you?" And he said, "Rusty, what do you want to do?" "And what did you say back to him?" Rusty said, "I told him, that's not the point. I'm telling you, I'll do whatever you want to do." And then God spoke again and said, "Rusty, what do you want to do?" And Rusty said that he really thought God said, and Rusty had answered by saying, "Well, I want to build a barn in that back acre out there." And God said to him, "Rusty, do it with joy." You know something? The God of the universe is not silent. The God of the universe leads his people. The God of the universe is a communicator. I can hardly wait to share this with you. Let me read it to you. His request approved, the CNN news photographer quickly used a cell phone to call the local airport to charter a flight. He was told that a twin-engine plane would be waiting for him at the airport. So he arrived at the airport and he spotted the plane warming up outside a hangar. He jumped in with his bag, slammed the door, and shouted, "Let's go!" The pilot taxied out, swung the plane into the wind, and took off. Once in the air, the photographer said to the pilot, "I want you to fly over the valley there and make low passes so I can take pictures of the fires on the hillsides." "Why do you want to do that?" the pilot said. "Because I'm a photographer for CNN, he responded, "and I need to get some close-up shots." The pilot was silent for a moment, and then he stammered, So what you're telling me is that you're not the flight instructor?" You know, sometimes we see God as that. The truth is that God is in relationship with his people, and he convicts them, and he assures them that they belong to him, and he communicates throughout our lives softly and gently and lovingly. Now we're going to talk about sin. We just finished talking about the Holy Spirit and how he operates. Now we're going to talk about sin. And you say you're an expert. That's true. Let me read you some scripture. This is Romans 8, 9 through 17. Now, at the beginning of Romans 8, Paul says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Get that right before you start thinking about sin. Because if you don't, you'll live a Christian life that is angry and upset based on rules and practices and doing it right, and it'll drive you nuts. So Paul very wisely says, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, put that in your pipe and smoke it. That's important. And keep that in mind as we look at some other things. And then he says, starting at the 9th verse in that same chapter, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit which dwells in you. And then he says, so then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. But if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you will put to death the deeds of the body, and you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may be glorified in him. Now, that is so wise because what Paul wrote was inspired by the Holy Spirit. He starts with grace and he ends with grace, and then he tells you what's going to be happening in your life. That sin is going to be crucified, that you'll sin less and be obedient more. And it's not you, and you don't work at it. It's a fact, and it happens. Now, let me give you John 16, 6 through 11, and then we'll start talking about it some. But because this is John 16, 6 through 11. But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. And then let me give you Galatians 4, 6 through 7. And because you are sons, parenthetically, and daughters, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son and a daughter. And if a son and a daughter, then an heir through God. You know, when I was thinking about what we were going to be doing on Key Life, I really felt kind of led to spend some time on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And frankly, I rejected it. I didn't want to do it. And I didn't want to do it because it seemed, I didn't want to do it because it meant I was going to have to talk about sin a lot, because the Holy Spirit is about sin. That's a part of the job description. Creating in us a spirit that is willing, that is following, that is caring, that is loving. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Now, next week, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about sin. And believe it or not, when we finish that teaching over the next couple of weeks, you're not going to feel like dirt. You're going to feel the joy of forgiveness and freedom, because that too is the gift of the Holy Spirit of God. You think about that. Amen.
Thank you, Steve. And with that, we close the book on our second week of learning about the Holy Spirit. Such a fascinating series. Glad you're along for the ride with us. And be sure to join us again tomorrow for Friday Q&A. On tap for tomorrow for Steve and Pete is a question about fasting. Don't miss that one. Hey, do you know the author Michael Reeves? Just such a charming and smart man. We recently spoke with him about his classic book called Delighting in the Trinity, An Introduction to the Christian Faith. If you think you've heard everything there is to hear about the Trinity, you might want to check this one out. And you can. Just call us at 1-800-KEY-LIFE. That's 1-800-539-5433, and we'll send you that whole conversation on CD for free. You can also email Steve at keylife.org to ask for that CD. To mail your request, go to keylife.org/contact to find our mailing addresses. Again, just ask for the free CD featuring Michael Reeves. And finally, if you value the work of Key Life, would you join us in that work through your financial support? Giving is easy. You can charge a gift on your credit card or include a gift in your envelope. Or, you can now give safely and securely through text. Just pick up your phone right now and text Key Life to 28950. That's Key Life. One word, two words, doesn't matter. Text that to 28950 and then follow the instructions. Key Life is a member of ECFA in the States and 4C in Canada, and we are a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.